that inner clock is pretty darn close, because at the 3-minute time, the node timed out, because I have yet to change that to 5 minutes. But it just cuts out for a second. We might lose one word, and then comes right back on. So the timeout doesn't really do timeout things. But, no, that's interesting stuff. And I tend to not use the PL on receive too much. I do use it on an analog radio that I want to put the any digital frequency on in, because then I don't want to hear the digital traffic. So I have that PL on receive. That way it blocks that. But yes, the PL tone makes a big difference. I know, has everybody noticed, there's not much of a squelch sale anymore? Well, that's because I tightened up the squelch on the repeater, and we don't have that squelch sale anymore. So now it does affect a little bit on some of the weaker stations. It might drop a few times here and there pretty easily, but I haven't noticed it being excessive. So far, so good. We'll keep it the way it is. But, yeah, that PL tone, I know that wasn't, the squelch fixed it, but in combination with the PL tone is why we don't have that squelch tail anymore. So, but, yeah, good stuff. Thank you for that, John. Drive careful out there. Hopefully you're close to home. Yeah, I got looking at the clock. I'm like, yeah, we're going a little quicker than last week for sure. But thank you for that, John. I look forward to it every week. And I'm sure everybody else does too. So, and if not, that's okay too. But all right, we're going to move on to Mike and 90KA. Hopefully he's still awake and not sleeping at the desk there. Mike, do you have those articles? If you do, go ahead with those articles. This is AC9HO Net Control. Go ahead, N90KA.
Okay, thanks, Kurt. 73s to everyone out there, and thanks for having the net here. I didn't bust in with some comments. I saved them for now. I got a few comments to make before I do my articles. First of all, I got a buddy over in Michigan City. He has a cherry 1968 Dodge Charger. Saturday, me and him are going to reenact the chase scene from Bullet. Okay? Now that is, of course, that's contingent on you leaving the keys in the Mustang.
I knew where you were going with that as soon as I heard you say that about the car. So, yeah. Well, good luck finding them and getting past my pit bull.